We are in Simen Tov Resh Mem Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Imu Mechtzal Mechtzal B'Mokam Echad. We learned that what happens if you have spots on an esrig. So we said that if you have two or three spots, it passes. But the first day of Hill, that they have to be in rove of the area of the, they have to be spread out in rove of the area of the esrig. The second day was machmir, and the halacha was like the first day. Says the mechaber, what happens if it was exactly half? It didn't cover the majority. Or the same thing would be, what happens if you have this one, big one, that covers the majority of the area? That's possible. What if it's exactly half and half? Yesh machshirim v'yesh postim. Some are machshir, some pasul. Says the Mishnah Brura, lahalacha, one should be machmir. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura comes out that you should be machmir. The Prima Godim, however, says that it's got to be that you can, in order to be kosher, that you can clearly see that there's a majority there. Whereas the Bikurei Yaakov says you don't have to see that there's a majority. All you need is that you can measure it. In other words, the question is, do we go by your Hashara or do we go scientifically? Sif Yud Beis. Mechot Movielach. From the nose and up. Dahainu Mimokim Shemaschul Lishapea, from where it starts going in. Ad HaPitma, till the very top. Posel Chazozis, a fungus. V'chol Shinui Mara. Every other Shinui Mara B'kolshu will passel, because this is the top of the esrig and it can be seen the most, it's the most obvious. So the Mishnah Brura brings down that the Mabit holds that it's got to be something that you can see easily. And the Elio Rabbe explains that if the whole reason why we say that the Chotem is B'kolshu is because it's seen so easily, if you can't tell that there's a Shinui Mara there without straining yourself and getting a magnifying glass, then that certainly would not be considered a problem, a lack of Hiddur. The Yesh Misha Omer, Duhu Adin the Yavish Posel Sham B'Kolshu. Others say that Yavish Kolshu also passels there. The question is why should that be? And Teretz is because since it is obvious, it takes away from the Hiddur. Now the Mishnah Brura brings down, what if it's not on the Chotim? So the Magen Avraham says, so the halacha is that if it's in one place, then it's got to be rove in order to passel. Meaning the same way that Shinui Mara passels Berubo if it's in one place, so too Yavish in one place. If it's a bunch of spots, so he says, even if it's Mitzoso, it'll passel, and this the Prima Godim writes, that if it's in a few spots, it's going to passel because it's Mechzik Menumer. So the Mishnah Brura asks on that. Mechzik Menumer is only a halacha. It looks spotted when you're dealing with spots, not where you're dealing with Yovish. So he leaves it as a Tzorachiyah. So halacha lamaisa, a Shinui Mara, which by the way has to be a Mara puzzle, we'll see that means black or white. A Shinui Mara will puzzle b'kol shehu on top, or two or three places anywhere in the esrig. And mi'ikra din, we hold that it's got to cover rove of the area of the esrig. That means they've got to be spread out and rove of the area of the esrig. So it's on the chotem b'kol shehu, b'beiz v'gimel makomis, if it covers rove of the esrig, or even one spot, if that one is very large and it covers the majority of the esrig.